also love our renewing members. But
we love everybody. But we're just so promiscuous in our
love. But we want you to share the love. So give us a call at 877-500-5266, and we will share the love with you.
Yeah, and it'll keep me from singing.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea not to let Joe sing.
I may have to sing. I don't know.
If you, though, want to come down here in person to the glittering marble towers that are KBOO headquarters.
Right, with the gold toilet seats, don't forget.
Gold toilet seats, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Tell the security team that you're here to make a contribution. They will usher you up to the penthouse.
Our security team do not use AK-47s.
No. They use good American-made submachine guns.
You bet.
Then you can come in. You can take a tour of the studio. You can come back and meet our staff of dashing and attractive volunteers.
Yes.
You might have a bite to eat.
We're all beautiful or handsome, as the case may be.
That's right. At 20 Southeast 8th, come on right out. Come on down. We'd love to meet you.
You'll be both amazed and perhaps appalled at what a funky situation we are. But we've been this way for 45 years, and people have grown to both love us and fear us.
But we do have a beautiful paint job in the back room.
Yeah, we have.
So, we have a beautiful paint job on the front wall.
Yes, and on the front, in the very front.
We're very pretty. Let's just establish that.
Come on
that.
Down. But you can call, too, and that number is 877-500-5266. We have some lovely, dedicated volunteers here who are here waiting to take your call. One or two of them have been here since 6 a.m.
Unbelievable.
So, and these are dedicated people. So you know you want to talk to these people. And you can even go online. Say you don't want to talk to anybody. Say you're kind of a recluse or just too busy. You can go online to kboo.fm and make your pledge that way in secret.
In secret.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so like the government.
Yes.
Okay. Let's be clear. We actually do have a topic, and the topic is the military-industrial congressional complex and how it has perverted and distorted and endangered all of us for more years than I've been alive. Since 1940, it continues and continues and continues, and it never abates. It never goes away. There's always a new danger down the line.
Yeah, that's true. Defenders of this massive level of military spending will point to the fact that it amounts for just a little bit more than 3% of our gross domestic product. So that doesn't sound like very much.
Nah.
But as we mentioned, more than half of the discretionary budget of the United States of America.
Now, that money could go to the things that the country really needs. We need high-speed rail. City to city all over the United States. We need new highways. We need new bridges. We need better health care. We need environmental protections and improvements.
We need solar farms. We need wind farms.
We need huge
wind
farms.
We need fiber optic networks. We need better schools. We need more access to higher education. There's something we could do with $600 billion. We could give free college education to anybody who wants it or can hack it.
Can hack it.
Yeah.
Let's say can hack it.
Can hack it.
I mean, really.
Yep.
We got callers, too.
We do. On a Facebook page, Eric writes in to say that with that money, we should pay off China like Charles the Fat paid off the Vikings.
Who's Charles the Fat?
I don't know.
Oh, Charles the Fat. You're so chicken. Hey, we want to hear from you.
Let's go to the phones. Tim, good morning. Tim,
are you there?
I'm having trouble reaching Tim this morning. All right, we'll keep trying.
Who's the other?
Right here.
Hey. Oh, hey, there you are.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
What's on your mind?
I want to say KBOO is great. I love it. I've been a member for years.
And thank you.
You're the best thing going, man. But I am concerned about some things. Like, for one thing, I don't understand, if we're a progressive radio station trying to get out a progressive message, why are we broadcasting religious right-wing propaganda on Sunday mornings with the Gospel Hour, with this guy openly calling for people that called to pray in for Jesus and accept Jesus.
Well, the short answer is that, you know, it takes folks of all stripes.
Well, no, actually, I think you're raising an interesting question, and this is something that I have thought about a great deal myself. The idea is to serve underserved communities. It's not just for progressives or for people who really believe in making a great change in society. We want to make available our radio waves to some extent, not a great extent, for things that totally are blocked out. And religious programming on a Sunday morning, which is very limited, is part of that commitment. And I share your criticism about ministers who use the airwaves to beg money. But I also believe that this is a service that is very necessary in a city that, for example, has absolutely no African-American or religious programming of any kind that serves those communities that are minority communities. But I think your criticism is a good one, and I think it's something that we can talk about.
Okay. Well, I respectfully disagree with the
okay.
need for that.
No, let's disagree about that. That's fine.
It doesn't bring them up. It destroys it, you know, whatever. But the other comment I have is, why is Sunday afternoon totally Spanish when most of your audience is English-speaking? I'm all for diversity, and I have no problem with Spanish programming, but to take the entire afternoon and going to the evening and blocking it all out so it's nothing but Spanish, that's too much. I mean, you don't see the Italian hour grabbing a
true.
A
I don't.
Whole
I don't know the answer to that question. That's something you'd have to ask the board of directors.
Well, I
now,
think
you could come to a meeting and ask them.
Yeah,
that
but as to why Spanish rather than Italian? Come on, you know. I mean, a large part of the population of the Willamette Valley is Hispanic, and
yeah, but there's millions of Spanish language radio stations.
Not in Portland.
Monopolize the whole day of on cable for that.
Well, but you could look at it that way. You could look at that period of time as a small chunk of the overall amount of time that Kay was on the air, which is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I want to make another point, which perhaps
you
is...
Coon set up a progressive Spanish radio station?
Well, I think a meta criticism of all of this, of your criticisms and of our programming, is that we face a problem in that we are in a situation where the whole of radio and television, in fact, all popular media, underrepresent so many communities, and we're trying to do so much with so little, and that's the reason. And I defend the programming because I think it's important. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have an input and you shouldn't have your criticisms, which I actually think are very interesting and important.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to point out, because this is important, this is the only place on the dial where you can make those criticisms of us. Now, whether we respond to your criticisms and change the programming, that's a whole other issue. And that's something really to take up with the board that runs the station.
Okay.
But I do appreciate, I understand where you're coming from, man.
I was an organizer most of my life, and I've seen how the enemy weasels their way in, get a little foothold here, and then eventually get more. Pretty soon the mission, the purpose is diluted or destroyed, and to allow religious propaganda on the air, I don't care if it's white, black, purple, or whatever, it shouldn't be, in my opinion, on
okay.
a progressive station.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
And I can understand where you're coming from, but I don't think, I have to say, I don't think KBOO will turn into the land of holy writ.
I certainly hope not.
I want you to lay your wallet upon the radio now.
Lay your wallet upon the radio now and make sure your credit card is visible to our magic forces and go to KBOO.fm.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
thank you for
your,
the call.
Your
and it's
and
not,
your
you know, it's not like that. But we do appreciate it. And, of course, we do want to hear from critics.
Yeah, we do. We also want to hear, what should we do with $600 billion a year?
Yeah, what do you want to do with
Andrew
$600 billion?
Writes in to say, how about ending hunger, homelessness, ensuring free childcare, healthcare, and education through graduate school, fixing some serious infrastructure issues, swapping out our energy production system while creating a lot of jobs, plus putting a chicken or a substitute in every pot?
That sounds like socialism to me.
Bring it on.
No, okay. I actually agree with that. I think that's really the point. I think when you're talking about a discretionary budget of 55%, that it's billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars that are being essentially wasted and given to large corporations, mega corporations, who do very bad things with the money.
Yeah, You know? I absolutely agree. And if Dr. King was right, if budgets are a moral document, then the choice that we make to spend this much money on a on the machinery of violence indicates a moral failing on our part.
Well, I think so. You know, when I was a Ute back a million years ago, I became very enamored with the nonviolent movement and very involved. And I think that that was an experience that really colored my life in a very positive way. And I think right now we could use a revival of that strength, of that power, of that energy. Not that it doesn't exist, but it could be bigger, stronger, and better. And I want to emphasize that KBOO is still a leader in that struggle. It has never gone away. It is powerful. It is real. And it needs your help.
That's true. It's a genuine cause and effect relationship. You don't find too many of those in this life.
No.
But if you make a contribution to KBOO, this radio station will stay on the air. It's really that simple.
It's absolutely true. How are we doing out there?
Well, you know, we're getting some calls. But, you know, I wanted to just say that we got a call from Molly and Sandy.
Oh, Molly.
And you know what she did?
What'd she do?
She gave us a donation for every year that she's known Joe Uris.
Oh, my
gosh. So I think that's about 256 or something like that, or, you know.
Thank you, Molly.
I thank Molly. And just so people know, I met Molly at Reed College in 1958.
Wow.
In fact, Molly for May Day gave the editor of the paper at Reed a beautiful bouquet.
Wow. That's when the military-industrial complex used single musket-loading single-shot
rifles.
Well,
no, unfortunately not, but... You know.
But, you know, but doesn't that just show, though? I mean, that really shows how we have this amazing community, you know, and the fact that, you know, here are people calling in who have known the host for 56 years, you know. It's sort of a, it just shows that, you know, we are all part of the community here. You know, it's not like we don't have radio celebrities. We don't have people who kind of go and that come in their little limousines.
Wait a minute. I have a limousine.
You have a limousine?
I have a big limousine.
I thought you showed up on your bike.
My car is so big. My car is so large that it has
one of those special wheel things.
Can't remember the name of it. Articulated.
It's an
articulated limousine.
Well, that's really living high, Joe.
And my manservant. Okay. Anyway, we really do exist on a shoestring, and we do an amazing thing. And again, I want to emphasize the fact that this is authentic radio. Mm-hmm. Nobody here, whether they're a worker on a mediocre to bad salary or a volunteer, very few workers, by the way, or a volunteer, does it. No one does it because they're ingenuine. No one does it because they're lying. Nobody does it because they want to be famous or rich, because that doesn't happen here. We do it because we believe in what we're doing. And that is a rarity in this cynical, nasty world in which we exist.
I think that's what keeps people coming back here, though. You know, people who come here, you know, it kind of grabs you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's all this passion and love here, you know, for radio and for truth and justice.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Or how it used to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's the American way anymore, but it's our way. It's the KBOO way, I think.
I think.
And yeah, and so if you like that, if you like all that truth and justice stuff, then you need to call us. 877-500-5266. Did you know that if you work for a job... You know, like a job, like a company.
Like a job?
Yeah, you know, a job.
Job. I've had those. Yeah, job.
You could actually get a matching employer, like a contribution to KBOO from out of them. So say you work for Boeing.
Boeing.
What you do is you contact their HR, and they would send a matching amount to KBOO that what you give.
Even Boeing.
Yeah, they'll have a form for you to fill out and sign and mail to KBOO, and then we fill it out, and then we send it back. And then they give us a matching gift. I mean, how awesome is that?
How cool is that?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you know, there's no reason not to take money from the rich.
No, absolutely. And, you know, so we got like Boeing has helped in that way, Oracle, Pacific Power. You know, I say if you work for these folks, I'd say go for it. You know, get what you can.
Absolutely.
You know?
And, you know, in the working world, you often find strange, I hate to say this, bedfellows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, people have to work for a living, and oftentimes those are the only options you have.
Yeah, let me give the numbers again, because I know how important it is and how short our memories are. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
That's right. Crank up your internet machine. It's fast. It's easy. It's discreet. You feel like you got away with something.
Yeah, and we have to do some business.
We do.
We do. What do we have to do?
We have to read this stuff on the paper right here.
Oh, yeah, nine, reading stuff.
On alternative radio, professor and author Cornel West. Love that guy.
God, Cornel West is so cool. Guy. He's got hair like I used to have.
Yes. I bet it makes you envious.
Oh, I used to. I stroke it and people would faint.
Cornel West. Now they just faint. Cornel West speaks on love and justice. At 10, it's Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, Flashpoints features economist, lawyer, and investigative journalist James Henry. Also an excerpt from a recent speech by Max Blumenthal, author of Goliath. Life and Loathing in Greater Israel. And at 11, D. May Roberts presents a one-hour stage and studio on love and sex. She talks with the cast of Threesome by Youssef El Jundi at Portland Center Stage. And then later, the guest is Dr. Ruth, as envisioned by veteran actress Wendy Westerwell in Triangle Productions, Becoming Dr. Ruth. I challenge you to find another media source that will bring you that. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, and Wendy's a wonderful, wonderful actress. I've worked with her. You know, years ago I was with the Storefront Theater, and I got to see her a lot.
I also want to let you know about an event that's coming up, sponsored by Healthcare for All Oregon. This is a rally on the steps of the Capitol, February the 11th. That is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
From noon to 1 p.m. on the steps of the state capitol in Salem. They're expecting around 2,500 people to show up to rally in support of universal publicly funded single-payer healthcare in Oregon. There will also be live music, inspiring speakers, and the camaraderie and fellowship of your fellow citizens.
Yeah, you know, kind of, it could be a kumbaya moment.
It could be, yeah.
I know, I think people should do that. I think that's a really important thing. And I want to point out that we go to the trouble to do that. I also want to have some of our callers get a chance to be on the air. 231-8187.
Who's next, Steve? Barth, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Happy pledge drive.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about money.
Okay.
One of the big things about governmental spending is that military spending, by and large, does very little to filter down to regular communities. They have put manufacturing of various components into every state so that every elected official has a hen house to guard in terms of cutting military budgets.
Right.
They've spread that around cleverly, but that money doesn't help you. It doesn't put pavement on the street or pay local EMTs or do very much at all that filters down to, you know, your infrastructure or your life in general. That money largely goes back to wherever the corporations are headquartered, and a lot of it goes into the pockets of a very few people. A $600 billion budget. Let's talk about billions. Billion is 10 to the ninth power. That's 1,000 million. Mm-hmm. So at $600 billion a year, that's $1,640 million a day.
Wow. I never thought of it that way. That's scary.
It's a well, I mean, $1 million is an almost unimaginable sum. You know, nobody has any conception of that except the uber rich. I mean, if you're making a good salary, if you're making $100,000 a year, which mm-hmm. I think everybody would agree is a pretty good income.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, that would be $1 million would take you 1,000 years.
Ooh.
You know?
I don't think I'll live that long.
Well, your fame will go on.
Actually, it's 10 years, but that's okay.
Okay, you're right. I was over-imagining things here.
Really?
Okay. But let's go to a billion. Okay, there's your hundred.
There's your hundred. Now you're talking.
Okay, now, on your caller that touched on religious programming. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that the efforts of locals, you know, they're not soliciting money. There's a subset of people that need and desire participation in religious programming that they can't otherwise get very well. And it's not only Christian programming. You also have Islamic programming. You have some other groups that are represented on some of the more esoteric programming. Those are underserved minorities.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I think that they're part of the charter. And as you stated, you know, if somebody has a beef about this, go to the board meetings. Actually show up and raise your opinion.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a community-owned radio station.
And, right, and you know what? I'm actually on the board.
Well,
that could have some effect. Okay, listen, I'm gonna let you go unless you have more you want to add.
One other short thing.
Go for it.
Matching corporation donations. You know, yes, if you work for a big corporation, by all means, you should take that money out of their pockets and put it somewhere where it will do more good. But they're not donations from corporations; they're tax deductions. And
well, it's true that it doesn't hurt them at all. In fact, that's a good reason for you to hit them up. Actually.
Right, but just in you know, mind speak, the corporations are not donating any money at all. The corporations are taking your wages and putting them to some place that will support your specific interests.
Okay. Okay. Not going to argue about that. Thank you very much for the call. Listen, I need your attention, all of you out there. This is really important stuff.
Okay.
We have only 10 minutes to go. And we've only raised $326, an odd number, $326. Our goal is $1,000. Won't you make this real? Won't you allow that to happen? Won't you make this program and every other program successful in raising money, which is desperately needed to maintain, not to grow big and powerful, to maintain KBOO? Because if it were silenced, so many causes, so many concerns, so much music would be lost to the general public. You right now have a serious and intellectually stirring obligation to make to make a contribution to KBOO. It's so easy to do. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or privately, secretly, online, KBOO.fm.
So that means we had a little less than 9 minutes to raise a little less than $700. I think we can do that.
I think we can do that.
I think we can do
that. How do we do that?
First of all, listen to the sound of my voice. Do as I command. Pick up the telephone.
Oh, yes.
Dial 877-500-5266. Do it now!
Is that 877? Is that 877-500-5266?
That is correct, sir.
I see.
Or crank up your internet machine, start her up, you know, get it warmed up and firing. You know, maybe prime
the pedals, use the pedals
a little bit, turn the crank. Yeah, get it going. Log on to the internet, kboo.fm. Click on the tip jar. It's real easy to find. It looks like a big tip jar. You click on that, then you can make a...
Yes, you know what the tip jar looks like? It looks like a tip jar.
It is. It's a virtual representation of a tip jar. I don't want to get too esoteric and philosophical. Click on it. Just click on it. Make a contribution today. KBOO.FM. It's just that easy.
How are we doing out there?
Well, you know, we could use a little bit more today. So we need to hear from you. But, you know, first I want to thank Michael from Portland, who called and renewed.
Hey!
Thank you, Michael.
Hey!
Woo-hoo! Yay! So, but we do need to hear from you. Someone just called. That's really good.
The phones are ringing from me and my gal.
We've got a couple of lines open, so give us a call right now. We've got some folks waiting to hear. They're dying to hear from you. There we go. 877-500-5266. Make those lines light up.
Yeah, you know, we only do this like three or sometimes four times a year. And you would think that people would suddenly realize, like a great bolt of knowledge from above, that this is the way the station survives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing because, you know, in this country, you know, most of us are passive consumers, right?
Yes.
In so many ways. This is your way to not be a passive consumer.
Well, I was a bottle baby,
this
so
is a
I
way
understand
to,
all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is a way that you can really take charge of one aspect of your life, and that is becoming a member and taking some responsibility for this amazing radio station and for your own life.
So much good music,
for what
too.
You hear.
You know, we don't talk about that enough. This station really introduces people to music they never would hear otherwise.
That's right. You know, this is the last chance to support Abe and Joe this drive.
Last chance to support us. Forget us. Support the station.
Our very feelings of existential adequacy are at stake here.
It really
is. We've got to make a contribution, or Joe and I just won't feel good about ourselves.
And otherwise, there's the floggings.
Don't even get me started about the flogging. But here's another thing you should bear in mind. It is an established scientific fact that members of KBOO are more attractive to people of all genders than are members of the mainstream population.
You know, that's true. A study by Dr. Fleckenstein and Hukopdott.
Yes, that's the very study I'm talking about.
Yes, that was a study done in Germany.
Yes, people who are members of KBOO are just sexier than people who aren't. It's a fact.
And more appealing, and if they don't want to be sexy, they could just stand there.
Right. Yes. You can just stand there as a member of KBOO, but you got to pay for that privilege. 877-500-5266. It's easy. We don't even need a monthly contribution. We like those a lot. But say you've only got $5. I know that times are tough right now. Sometimes people are scrambling to make ends meet, but every little bit helps. If you got an extra $5, an extra $10, bring it on down to 20 Southeast.
An extra $500. What the hell?
Right, an extra $5 million. Hey, we'll take it all. Come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come on back. Meet the gang. Make your contribution. Have a donut and leave feeling better about yourself and your community.
Yeah, you know, and the donuts are okay.
Yeah, they're good.
They're all right.
Everybody likes donuts.
I don't eat donuts. But they're okay.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is that this station exists solely, and I mean solely, by the support of people just like you. And, you know, asking for money is like fun, no, but it's necessary. We try to make it attractive. But you are the force that makes this station go. You out there are the people that make this station work. And we always, always will be that as long as we can be on the air. And in order to be on the air, hey, contributions are necessary from people just like you. 877-500-5266. Online, KBOO.
Hey, and we'll take contributions for people who are nothing like you. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, you could be totally different. I mean, that's what we're about. It's totally different. Should we do a call?
Yeah, let's take a call.
I hear a dog. What?
Who do we got, Steve? This is a talk radio program. You're on the air. What's on your mind? Hello.
Oh, me?
Hi. Hi. Good morning.
Yes. I only have one thing to say.
Okay.
Show me the money.
That's right.
Yay!
Show me the money!
Yay!
Because if you don't give it to KBOO, the military-industrial complex will take it out of your hands.
It's true.
If you give it to KBOO, that gives you control over your money.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to look at it. I want you to pick up the phone, make a contribution right now, and I want you to think to yourself, that's one less aircraft carrier. Right there.
I would that it were so. Empowerment, that's what it's about. KBOO gives you the news you need. KBOO gives you the music you want. KBOO is authentic radio. No nonsense, no putting on airs, no paid, very slick, ladies and gentlemen, kind of voices. This is it. This is real. This is what you get. And when you are involved in a struggle, if it's a labor struggle, if it's a peace struggle, if it's a justice struggle,
if it's a struggle to get out of bed,
if it's just a struggle to crawl out of bed, KBOO is here for you.
You know, and if you have one of these old fangled internet devices, you don't even have to get out of bed.
What do you do?
You just pick up your phone. You can do it on your smartphone.
I don't have
it. I'm serious.
My phone's stupid.
I know your phone is stupid.
Really
stupid. Believe me.
I use burners. That way I can rob banks. Oh, no, that's a joke. If I rob banks, I'd have to get a mistake.
877-500-5266 is another call. That is 877-500-5266. That is a toll-free call. So you can phone in from outside the Portland area. It won't cost you a dime. You in Corvallis. You, eating your Cheerios, we need to hear from you right now.
You in New York City, 877-500-5266. And, of course, online, this may not be my cup of tea, but it's a lot of yours, KBOO.FM. We took a breath. I want to thank people who have contributed, and I don't want to diss the people who have, but I do want to emphasize the importance of having the phones ring monotonously and nonstop to make this station survive. You know, we try to have fun, But the reality is that this station depends on you and you and you. And the fact of the matter is, really, you wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, imagine this spot on the dial taken over by conservative whatever or, you know, or networks. What's his name who lied about his being on a helicopter?
Brian Williams.
I mean, you don't want that. Come on. So give now to KBOO. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. Do it now. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about your station. Know that it is your station. Support it, and we guarantee authentic radio all the time.
From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers along the Willamette River. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
Hi, this is Bob Junda from Disability Rights Oregon. Although the United Nations calls it torture,